seen a detour.
Phoebo is the continent's leading health, wellness, and fitness festival. And they've launched the Phoebo Africa Corporate Challenge. Okay, this is now, you're probably asking me why we're talking about this on a Monday, because this is when we do Hot Cares.
Exactly, this is when we do Hot Cares.
Yeah, but as part of the Phoebo Africa Corporate Challenge, Phoebo are aiming to raise 91,900 Rand for Hot Cares by challenging corporates to take part in a fun fitness challenge. So let's get the basics behind this before we get on to what's actually going to happen.
And who Jeremy's volunteered.
And who we're going to volunteer on our behalves here. And welcome Carol Weaving, who is the MD of Reed Exhibitions South Africa, who run Phoebo. Carol, nice to have you in the studio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Okay, so where did this idea come from first?
First of all, Phoebo is the leading fitness festival, as you rightly mentioned. And what we're trying to sort of get across, I think, to Joe Public is that it's something for everyone, including corporates. Why can't corporates get involved?
Yeah.
And you don't have to be super fit to enter this competition, but it does help if you have one fit member on your team. I'm just giving you a heads up for when you nominate your team later.
Yeah, thank you.
But it really is, I mean, for us, obviously, it's about supporting Hot Cares and making sure that we raise that money through our corporates. So we've already got about 12 teams. We're looking for 24 in total. And we're really just sort of laying down the gauntlet and saying, come on, corporate South Africa, come and join this great initiative so that we can put that 91,900 to Hot Cares.
Yay!
Okay, now...
That's a lot of money.
It's a huge amount of money and can help a lot of people. When are you planning on doing this? How are you planning on doing it? Give us the detail behind it.
Okay, so Phoebo Africa is a 3-day event. Mm-hmm. We've also got the conference the day before. So business of fitness is quite a big thing in South Africa.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's growing at sort of double-digit growth, which is amazing. But Phoebo itself, the festival, is on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 25th to the 27th of October. And this corporate challenge really, I think, sort of embodies what teamwork is all about. So, for instance, we've got the three disciplines within the corporate challenge. So you obviously have the MX4, which I think John's going to talk to you about a little bit later, but that's a scientific way, I think, of training and measuring your health. But he'll go into all of that, so okay. I don't think I should.
Right.
Then we have the move challenge, which is basically 4 1-minute disciplines. So, for instance, you've got a plank for 1 minute, which is why I was suggesting somebody quite fit, because I think that's the one that the fit people need to do. You also then need
planking,
to...
That's planking. That's on your knees and on your toes.
No!
No, planking.
There's no knees when you plank. No.
On your toes and on your
elbows.
Yeah. And you stay, so you've got to be there for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a team member who can do that.
It's a very long minute.
Yeah. Not you, sir.
I was going to say.
Then you have to do fastest fingers first, so you have to type an email while you're on your treadmill.
Holy buddy.
No. I can type very fast on the phone, I mean.
Can you type on a
How fast do you have to be going on this year, treadmill?
I don't know if there's an actual set speed.
Right.
But I think you should push yourself.
Thanks, Carol. It's okay. Yeah.
Then you have to balance on a ball for a minute.
When you say balance on a ball,
you literally have to stand on one of those Pilates ball and balance.
How big's the ball?
It's Pilates size.
Oh, Pilates ball.
Yeah.
It didn't say it had to be blown up, Jess.
True. Yeah. Okay. And then
you have to cycle on a bike. And make sure that the green light stays on. So you've got to go at the right sort of speed the whole time and keep the momentum. But all of those are only for a minute. So although it sounds a little bit hectic, that's where the fit person needs to come in.
Ah.
Because then you have a Dis-Chem trolley dash. Now that's easy. I think I might do that one myself because we have entered a team.
Yes.
And then what you do is you're given a list of products. You have to go around the retail store and you've got a minute to put them all into your trolley.
Okay, we can totes win that one, Jim.
That's pushing it.
We can totes win that one. You and me and Dis-Chem.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd lift the rest in the shade.
Okay, but now can you only have 4 members in this team?
Yeah, it's 4 members.
So they each
do a discipline.
4 members have to do one of these challenges and one of them has to nominate to do the Dis-Chem trolley dash.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then the other 4 have to also go
three.
Into this...
The other 3?
No, the other 4. Or all 4 have to go into this MX4 challenge.
Correct.
Which we're going to discuss with John.
Correct. But that's not as hard as the one, the Move Studio one. That's the high-intensity stuff. The planking for a minute, etc.
No, no, planking from I've got our volunteer for planking.
Who?
Corin.
She
can plank for about 6 or 7 minutes.
Well,
no, honestly.
All right. Can.
So by default she's a member of the team.
Right.
Yeah.
I just see what's happening with this gym now.
What?
Nothing.
We're outsourcing.
Yes.
Sally's just a game.
Well, like the Nedbank runners team, none of the runners really work at Nedbank.
No, exactly.
Well, I'm sure some do, but yeah.
Okay, so how do, if people are wanting to get involved here, what they've got to put their team of four together from a corporate.
Yep, they've got to nominate their team.
And then how do they get in touch and how do they register?
So they can actually go to CompuTicket or preferably, I think, go to the FIBOSA.co.za website and then you can register there.
What is the cost involved here?
4,000 Rand per team.
Yeah.
Which I think for corporate is very manageable.
Yeah.
And then obviously, as we said, it goes for a good cause and it will obviously count against their CSI budgets as well.
So
it's a double whammy.
Yeah, and that goes straight to Hot Cares.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Now, what happens if we get more than 24 teams?
We'll make a plan.
Okay.
Hey,
I like the way you're thinking,
like
girl.
Yeah.
I like the way you think.
I don't know if my team will enjoy this bit, but they'll get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
You and Jeremy are the same person. Oh, word. You're each other's spirit animal. That's exactly what he says.
Okay, so just give us that website again, Carol.
So, FIBOSA.co.za.
FIBOSA.co.za. Have you got all the information up there as well?
Everything is up there, yeah. And
Lovely.
Even more detail on the show itself.
Okay.
Nice.
Great. Now, that's the background to it. We'll find out more about this MX4 challenge from John Frayne.
Also, what you were like at school.
And Pierce Spice.